First of all, welcome Eric, a panel. Creative innovative leaders from Creative Innovation Global, which will organize Asian Summit in Melbourne from the 13th to 15th November about human intelligence, the rise of robots, and jobs for the futures. When it comes to technologies and automations or robots, what kind of jobs that will be affected, or what kind of jobs that technologies will create for humans in the future?
So in terms of, you know, automation, we've seen that for the past, you know, decade pretty much, we've had a very exponential rise of technology. So previously, you know, technology was progressing and accelerating at a slower pace, but over the couple of past decade, we've seen that the acceleration in technology has been massive. And this has, you know, very much led to a whole range of disruption in the job market, around automation, around new jobs also being created. And I think probably one of the best examples, for example, is that in October last year, we saw the first delivery via a commercial truck of a huge shipment, and all of this was done without a driver, through self-driving truck and through, you know, new technology around car automation and so forth. So that's, you know, one example. You might also remember that back in 1997, Deep Blue beat, you know, Garry Kasparov, the chess grandmaster. And since then, yes, you know, the acceleration of technology has been extremely significant, probably even more so significant. I'm not sure if you are familiar with the game of Go, but last year, a computer managed to beat, you know, the Korean grandmaster at Go, which is a game that is far more complex than chess. So there's far more possibilities and options. So this is, you know, an amazing, amazing achievement. And, you know, as mentioned, you know, AI is very much, you know, improving in an exponential fashion. So these both affect, you know, the hardware, so the computer, the actual product, but also, you know, the software. And, you know, hardware historically has followed a growth curve that we call, you know, Moore's Law, in which, you know, the power and efficiency tends to double every couple of years. So this is a very, very kind of significant acceleration, which, you know, brings us to today and some of the amazing innovation happening in the AI space.
So in terms of the advance of technologies and automations and robots, what kind of jobs that they will help create, and what kind of jobs that might be no longer for people to do, and what kind of the skills that people need to have in order to survive in the advanced technologies era?
I think we see from a lot of the researcher that very much focus around artificial intelligence, machine learning, and automation, that essentially, no matter what your job is, robots will be able to do it, you know. And we'll get to a stage where, you know, robots are able to manufacture themselves, program themselves, and even repair themselves. And, you know, this poses, you know, a lot of challenges. You know, when you look at, you know, standard employee that might work, you know, 40 hours a week, a robot will be able to work pretty much 24/7. So that's about 160 hours worth of work each week. So if you're an employer, it doesn't make a lot of sense from a business standpoint to work with humans that are expensive, that show up late, that, you know, complain about, you know, work conditions. And at the end of the day, you know, humans don't make, you know, very effective workers when they are compared with robots. So in terms of jobs that will be replaced, you know, very shortly over the, you know, next 10 to 20 years, there's probably three categories that we can break this into. The first one is very much around the physical type of jobs. So things like driving trucks, driving cars, very kind of labor-intensive tasks such as, you know, farming. You also have another class of work which is very much around cognitive jobs that are very, you know, routine and repetitive. So things like accounts payable, If you're a clerk, if you do a lot of phone sales and so forth, that's very much at risk of automation as well. You also have in the third category a profession that is, you know, non-routine but still with a strong component of physical labor. So that can be, you know, cooks that make very kind of quick meals and recipe, can be health provider that might, you know, check in with the patients on a daily basis. Technology will be able to replace those professions. And then on a more kind of longer spectrum and in the kind of couple of decades further, you're going to start seeing that, you know, a lot of jobs like teachers, doctors will very much, you know, be replaced. I mean, we already start seeing a lot of teachers using, you know, virtual telepresence robots to help deliver lectures and keynotes and sessions. So we're very much, you know, on the verge of kind of adopting that on a grand scale.
So you think that's a social equality or either workplace, it will be big issues. And requires a government, a global government, to create a policy that will protect human species, as well as use or harness the technology to benefit them instead of let the robots feel who have the source or have the power to utilize the technologies to benefit themselves, but create a social inequality.
I mean, you're exactly right. And that's, you know, one of the key themes we'll be, you know, addressing at the upcoming Creative Innovation Conference in just 9 days taking place in Melbourne. It's very much looking at how Australian leaders, decision makers across corporate, government and academia are going to be taking reforms and measures to ensure that some of the inequalities that will be raised by automation, AI, and machine learning will be addressed. Obviously, when new technological advancements are set in place, you always have people that are at the fringes that tend to be left behind. And this is a very serious issue that hasn't been addressed very much at this stage. And ensuring that we have measures, you know, in place to address this in a very proactive and strategic fashion will be increasingly important. Imagine if about 30, 40 years' time, we have 50% of the workforce without a job. You know, what does it mean? What does it mean in terms of retraining, upskilling those people? How are we going to adapt as a society? And this obviously means that a lot of people that are currently in some of those jobs with high risk of automation will need to adapt and very much be agile and be retrained for a new type of profession. So, yeah, and that's why very much around this big Creative Innovation Conference, we're looking at measures and very concrete examples of how leaders can ensure that people don't get left behind, that people feel, you know, valued, contribute to society in a meaningful fashion. Everyone is at peace, yes.
But recently, there's news saying that Australian students are currently studying the course or profession that will be no longer for them in a decade's time. And the Australian government is also talking about innovative and agility or creativity, but have they done enough to bring this to the next level to prepare people to do jobs in the future?
I think it very much has to be an effort which is a massive collaboration across government, public sector, academia, and industry. And this is very much why, you know, we organize this big forum where we bring together those three key kind of segments of the population to ensure that we can collaborate and work on solutions together. So, for example, we have a lot of public servants, you know, attending the conference in order to get tips and strategies in order to reform and drive their innovation policy. And you mentioned a word around agility, which I think is super, super important. I think it is one word that very much sums up what we need from today's leaders and institution. It is agility, you know. We need to find solutions to big problems of scales, you know, think climate change, think poverty, think, you know, job displacement. And all those problems very much demand scale solutions, and they very much demand a lot of courage, a lot of honesty, and also a lot of collaboration. You know, our big institutions, whether it's academia, government, and corporates, need to be agile. And that means to very much kind of develop abilities to kind of test, learn, adjust, and adapt as they go, you know. We need to, you know, tolerate our mistakes and ensure that we develop a culture that rewards innovation and that encourages it, you know. We cannot be complacent, and all the challenges around economy, around the world as we know it now, will very much require bold solutions. So this is where the Big Creative Innovation Conference comes into play, to look at the solutions and connect, you know, Australian leaders with the very best people in the field globally. So we're bringing experts around artificial intelligence. We've got this amazing lady, Alexandra Pretz-Galinska, looking at the implications of artificial intelligence and ethics. We also have an amazing researcher, psychologist from the U.S., Patricia Slavuta, very much looking at human emotions and human fears and how can we very much harness those to make the reforms that we desperately need.
Apart from using the technologies to help improve our life, our living our life better, we will not get too much trouble from the advance of technology.
I think when we set the theme of the Creative Innovation Summit around human intelligence, and the subline is thriving in the age of acceleration, we found that, you know, a lot of technology has been emerging and has been, you know, in the marketplace for quite a few decades. But as a human species, we're still not yet thriving, and it's very much about how can we harness the power of technology and the acceleration of technology to make us a better human. And that's why we coined the theme and the topic around human intelligence 2.0, because it's about looking at the next iteration of what it means to be human, what type of skills will we need to compete and very much add value in the years to come. So things around creativity, things around divergent thinking, elements around agility, all those things will be very, very hard in the immediate future for robots and automation and AI to take over. So I think that's probably one of the biggest takeaway, to ensure that people spend a lot of time retraining, upskilling throughout their life to ensure that they keep abreast of all those changes. And I think attending conferences like Creative Innovation 2017 are also some excellent measures that you can put in place to deal with the disruption.
Okay, thank you very much for that. Do you have anything to add on apart from what we have discussed that we haven't touched on?
Yes, probably a last message to invite you listeners to join us at Creative Innovation 2017. It's taking place from the 13th to the 15th of November in Melbourne at the Sofitel on Collins Street.
Thank you very much for your time.
Pleasure. Thanks a lot for having me on the program.